The Arcata Tigers continued to roll with what was arguably their biggest win of the season in football last weekend. And the question now is, can anyone stop them from repeating as Little Four champions this fall? Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the impressive Tigers in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at some of the other big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school football news, how two HDNL teams claimed conference titles in volleyball this week, the latest on College of the Redwoods football, news of a perfect league campaign for one local golfer and her teammates, and why this weekend will be a big one for one local college wrestling team. But first up, the Arcata Tigers left no doubt as to which is the best football team in the HDNL this year, with an emphatic victory over the Ferndale Wildcats last weekend in the most anticipated game of the season so far. The Little Four leading Tigers cruised to a 35-7 victory over the Ferndale Wildcats to take over sole possession of top spot in the conference standings halfway through the conference schedule. Junior quarterback Luke Lemke led the way as the Tigers scored a pair of first half touchdowns to take control of the game, and they would add three more in the second half to open up a 35-point lead before the Cats got on the scoreboard. Lemke threw for four touchdowns, including two each to receivers Jackson Strand and Cal Tucker, as well as running in for a touchdown. With the win, the Tigers improved to 7-0 on the season and 3-0 in the Little Four, while the loss for the Wildcats ended their 12-game winning streak and dropped them to 6-1 on the season and 2-0 and one in the Little Four. Also in action last weekend, the Del Norte Warriors edged the Eureka Loggers 7-6 in a non-conference game in Crescent City. The win was the fourth straight for the Warriors, who improved to 5-2 on the season, while the Loggers dropped to 2-5. Also last weekend, the St. Bernard's Crusaders won their second straight game in Tennessee, beating Harding Academy 51-6 and improving to 6-1 on the season, while Hoopa ended a two-game losing skid with a 22-14 win at McKinleyville, and South Fork fell 58-0 to Branson. Hoopa is now 1-2 in the Little Four and 3-4 overall, while McKinleyville dropped to 0-3 and 0-7, and South Fork is now 0-5 on the season. All nine HDNL teams will be in action this weekend as the Big Four Conference gets set to kick off on Saturday night. The busy weekend begins on Friday night when Ferndale travels to Hoopa and Arcata plays at McKinleyville. Also on Friday night, the South Fork Cubs will entertain Sweat High School. The Big Four schools will be in action on Saturday, with Fortuna travelling to Crescent City to play Del Norte and Eureka playing its homecoming game against St. Bernard's at the Redwood Bowl. The Mendocino County teams also were in action last weekend. Willits saw its five-game winning streak end in a 20-17 loss at Kelseyville, and the Wolverines dropped to 6-2 in the season and 5-1 in the North Central League One. Fort Bragg won for the second straight weekend, beating Upper Lake 34-14 and improving to 4-3 overall and 3-2 in conference, while the Ukiah Wildcats won their third straight game, beating Santa Rosa 42-14 and improving to 5-2 in the season and 2-0 in conference play. The Laytonville Warriors, meanwhile, remain winless on the season after dropping to 0-4 with a 58-36 loss to Tamales. The Warriors will try to get their first win when they host Cornerstone Christian on Friday night, while also on Friday night, Willits plays at Clear Lake, Fort Bragg hosts Middletown, and Ukiah entertains St. Vincent de Paul. In local high school volleyball, meanwhile, it was a particularly good week for the Arcata and St. Bernard's girls, each of whom claimed a conference championship. The Tigers are Big Five champs for the first time since 2021, but they needed some help from one of their rivals to claim the title outright. The Arcata girls had a buy-in conference this week after clinching at least a share of the Big Five title last week and closing out league play with a record of 7-1. The Del Norte girls came into the week with a chance of sharing the conference championship, but they lost in straight sets at Eureka on Tuesday to see their hopes of a third straight championship dashed on the final night of league play. St. Bernard's, meanwhile, comfortably took care of business with a four sets win over South Fork on Tuesday to close out the Little Five with a record of 7-1 and claim the championship outright. The top teams in the HDNL will now turn their attention to the North Coast Section playoffs, which begin next week. The playoff brackets and seeds will be announced this weekend. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods will return to action this week after a bye last weekend. The Corsairs, who play at Yuba College on Saturday night, have won three straight games and are 5-1 on the season and 2-0 in the American Pacific 7 Conference. Yuba is winless on the season with a record of 0-6. The Corsairs will have another bye next week before hosting De Anza College at the Redwood Bowl in a pivotal matchup in 2 weeks' time. De Anza is currently tied with Sior atop the conference standings. In local high school golf, meanwhile, it has been a good season for Arcata senior Madison Nelson and her Tigers teammates. Nelson completed a perfect run through league play with her seventh victory in seven rounds at Baywood Golf and Country Club on Monday, and she claimed the league title for the second straight year. The Tigers won the team championship after also winning all seven rounds of HDNL play. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, the Del Norte girls clinched at least a share of this year's Little Four Championship with a 5-2 win over South Fork on Wednesday. The Warriors have two games remaining and can win the title outright with at least a tie in either. The Fortuna Huskies lead the race for the Big Four Girls Championship after tying McKinneyville 3-3 on Tuesday. The Huskies hold a one-win lead over the Eureka Loggers with two games remaining for each, including a big showdown in Fortuna between the two schools on Saturday. In local boys soccer, Arcata and Fortuna are tied for the league lead with two rounds of league play remaining, and they sit 2 points ahead of Del Norte in the standings. There could be a three-way tie for the championship depending on how results go on Saturday and Tuesday. This week, Arcata fell 2-0 to Del Norte, while Eureka beat South Fork 6-1 and McKinleyville beat St. Bernard's 8-0. The Del Norte boys have two games remaining against South Fork and St. Bernard's, both of which they will be expected to win, while Fortuna also has two games remaining against Eureka on Saturday and Arcata on Tuesday. Arcata has just the one game left against Fortuna. And finally this week, the College of the Redwoods men's wrestling team will host a tournament on Saturday. The Rumble in the Redwoods wrestling tournament will feature seven schools, including the Corsairs. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.